Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
She knows everything.
All right, smart ass.
Just ask her.
So she's super attractive and she's super smart.
It's time to ask Nancy Know-It-All.
You think you know everything.
Well, we're lucky because we get to work with a know-it-all every single day here on the Hillman Morning Show. And from time to time, she is willing to help those of you who find themselves facing one of life's dilemmas. So here's the email that I have received for Nancy Know-It-All today. I will read it verbatim. My wife and I have been married for 8 years. Mm-hmm. We have had Valentine's night plans for about 2 weeks, dinner and a movie.
Okay.
We generally both like celebrating Valentine's Day, so we always do something, quote, on the day, unquote.
Okay.
Last night, when she got home from work, she told me that she had just found out she had to work Thursday night because a client was coming to town unexpectedly.
Oh, really?
She's been in sales since I've known her, and this has never happened before. It has me worried and wondering whether I should speak to her about it. What would Nancy Know-It-All do?
I wouldn't worry.
Would you read into that?
I wouldn't read into that. I don't think so. I mean, you can. I mean, we can certainly walk that path for a quick second. You know, if she were cheating on you, though, I feel like she would want to not be so obvious as to have to come up with a reason to ditch Valentine's night plans.
Right. Maybe the guy is insistent upon being with her on Valentine's.
Well, maybe the guy doesn't know that she's married.
Oh. Oh.
If she were seeing somebody and he doesn't know that she's married, he could say, go out for Valentine's Day. But usually in that case, from the S-heads that I know that have been in this situation, they usually will put off the other person and say, no, I gotta stay with my routine so that my husband or wife doesn't pick up on it. I don't know. Unless there's a bunch of other stuff going on in your relationship that's making you, like, if there's red flags pinging all over the place, otherwise, I wouldn't overanalyze this.
Here's someone who says this guy should be thankful he doesn't have to pay for a Valentine's celebration.
I was kind of thinking that in the back of my head. I'm like, oh, you get a night off, bro. Watch some TV. She's a salesperson? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
Always be closing.
Right.
I don't care if it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I mean, see this watch? It's worth more than your car.
If it hasn't come up in a previous Valentine's Day, then it's probably like a completely legit reason why she can't be there.
Roses are for closers.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know. Here's
That gets me. Like, why can't you just do it the next day? I mean, sure, you're not doing it on the day, but you're still going to go out and have a good time on the 15th.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I'm sure he doesn't care about that part of it. I think he probably cares about wondering why she suddenly canceled when they've had plans for a couple weeks.
It's pretty obvious, that one particular day.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, so you're saying in this case, don't be worried about it. Should he ask her about it? There's nothing wrong with asking her. Say, hey, I'm a little... Or does that make him seem...
It's going to make it seem weird. Like he's suspecting something's going on.
Yeah,
and
suspicious.
If she hasn't given him a reason to suspect anything, and if nothing's going on, then that's going to be a fight, and it's a whole other thing.
Yeah, yeah. Here's a text that says, they're surprised you're not advising that he get in the car and follow her while she's going out with the client.
A lot of effort. Where are you guys going? Okay. But you could always do that like old throwback because I was at brunch for a friend's birthday over the weekend and her husband couldn't get in touch with her. So we called the restaurant. So the hostess came up with the cordless phone and she's like, is there a Janine here? We were like, what? We all thought like someone died.
Oh,
the worst.
Me.
Yeah.
The guy called her at the restaurant.
She called her at the restaurant because his texts weren't going through to her. It was a situation where he legitimately did need to get in touch with her right at that second. It was important for something that they had going on. But the hostess comes over and we're like, what the? You can still get a phone call in a restaurant?
Oh, you were shocked that there was a phone there.
Yes.
Yeah, that is.
Maybe he could call, ask where they're going and then call the restaurant.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.